Okay. Oh, that's not gonna work. All right. Okay. All right. As you all know, we're here to create a brand new fantastic remote. I'm Nick DeBusk. I'm the project manager. We'll just get started with everyone kind of letting each other know who they are and what you're doing, what your role is. Go ahead. So we've got our opening, our agenda is the opening acquaintance, which we've kind of done. Tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes we have here. So we are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're a not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy, and we want it to be easy to use. We've got the functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design, which basically is the three of you. And well, functional design, do we have any ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing on it. So we want it to be a TV remote, or I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote? Okay. Okay. I think universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so think we're all in the same boat here. Okay. So we should set our remote control up to where it has a like a tracking device or like a it makes a noise. There's a button on the TV that you press and okay. Yeah. Do we want, so they're kind of like long and rectangular. Do we want something crazy? You know, we want something new that's going to stand out, a modern. So our remote should be. Okay. Okay, so yeah, so we want it to be sturdy. We want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room, or as you said, people kind of throw it, so ball shaped. You know, if it were ball shaped, maybe, and it. Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be easy to find. What else? What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. It's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros, what they want to make on it. So, okay. some marketing, yeah. How maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences.
Okay.
So maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
You guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. If we want it to be a ball, you know, we'll drop the ball and maybe where the buttons are located. How would we go about making, you know, getting rid of our weak points? What, I mean, will we just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball? Not to put you on the spot, but what did you say your title was again? You're the industrial designer. Okay. Yeah. It's not new, it's not innovative, it's, you know, everybody does long remote because it's easy, it's stable, So if no, go ahead. something with a grip. Yeah. Because even I suppose even with the ball, it might not be the easiest to hold on to. So perhaps the joystick, the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda. So maybe we've I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here. Yeah. Okay, so fortunately we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. Let's see here. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side. To make it easier to hold on to. So, you know. So it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised. So say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is. No, that wouldn't work either. But if we're going to make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if it were flat on the bottom and then had the sort of grips in the side here, I guess. And then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away. It'll stay where we want. That's true. So we don't have it flip open. We just have a ball. Okay. So then we forget the ball. It looks cool, but it's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard kind. What if we flipped it around here so that it were sorry, that doesn't look anything like what you had there. So it's up and down, you hold it this way. Of course, then it's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points. But it's one-handed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't have a cord like joysticks do. Is it possible to have it to where it would work with a like a sensor on either side, so that either way you're pointing it would work? More expensive and yeah. Okay. True. Okay. Are we out of time? Okay. Well, just to finish up, should we go with this plan? Start making some. Are good ideas, what are not? Must finish now. So, and then marketing will look and see what people want. Okay. Project manager will design a better meeting for the next time around, be a little bit more prepared. And all right. Good meeting.